Switch up on you now from the NBA Finals to the Stanley Cup Final. We are joined by an NBC hockey analyst, a former scout and assistant coach with the Penguins, part of the organization's back-to-back Stanley Cups. He also spent time with the Whalers and the Senators organizations. He is a Sports Emmy Award winner. Named as a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame Selection Committee last year, he is a very good friend of the program. He is Pierre McGuire. Pierre, good to have you back. How you holding up? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Awesome to visit with you.
All right, you too, Pierre. So the last time you and I spoke, it was during San Jose, St. Louis, and you were laying out the hunger in St. Louis and the passion that you were feeling from that fan base. What was the mood like in the city and in the arena before Game 3?
Off the charts. As wild a crowd as I've witnessed this playoff season, the only thing that would have been close to it would have been Game 3 of the Washington-Carolina series in Carolina, which was just off the charts. But this one was right up there before Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. And obviously there was some disappointment afterwards, but I still think this series has a long way to go before it's decided.
All right, so we talk about what happened last night, Pierre. You've got Patrice Bergeron scoring just over 10 minutes into the game. First off, what did you make of the goal, and then what did that do to the crowd?
Well, it took the crowd out of it, number one. Number two, Patrice had probably his best game of the Stanley Cup Final. There were a lot of people wondering whether he, Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak would ever get going offensively, but they found a way to get going offensively in game number three, and Bergeron was a big part of it. In game two, he won 35% of his faceoffs. You know, in game three, he was a dominant faceoff player, and that first goal was off a faceoff win on a power play. So I've seen a lot of things in hockey, Jim, but I've never seen a team go 4-for-4 on a power play with only four shots on goal. That's one of those statistical anomalies that you're not used to seeing, and the Bruins were able to do that in Game 3, and Bergeron was a big part of it.
Pierre McGuire joining us. I was going to ask you about that. I want to reiterate that very quickly. Four power plays in Game 3. They score on all four power plays, and they did so on four shots. I've never even heard of anything like that. Penalties, Pierre, have hurt the Blues. How much of that is about them trying to maybe do too much, maybe rush things, and losing their discipline? What's that about?
Oh, I think you've got it nailed, Jim. Part of it is a lack of discipline. Part of it's obviously they want to be a robust physical team on the forecheck, and they've sometimes taken it to an extreme where they've gotten themselves into some penalty trouble. The hooking and the holding in the offensive zone when they're trying to establish forecheck is something they have to get out of their repertoire, and I think they will do that in Game 4. The one thing I really know about St. Louis and their team, how resilient they are and how disciplined they can be when they have to be, and I think they realize right now the margins are so slight, they have to maintain that discipline that you were alluding to.
Pierre McGuire joining us. All right, so if you're the St. Louis coaching staff, what is your number one message to the players before tonight? What is the key for them in this game?
We need to be fast, we need to be smart, but we need to get to Tuukka Rask early. We need to get bodies to the front of the net without taking penalties, but we need to get pucks on goal as the bodies get there. We need to score first. We need to dictate the terms, and the only way we're going to do that is by playing a fast game and a real smart forecheck game. And if they're able to do that, I think they can, you know, obviously force a Game 6 and potentially create some problems for the Bruins.
Game 4, Boston at St. Louis tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. That game is on NBC. Pierre, you mentioned Rask. When you win a Stanley Cup Final game 7-2, there's going to be a whole lot of credit to go around. How much of it should go to Tuukka Rask?
A lot of it, Jim. I can tell you right now, in Game 3, you talked about the goal that Bergeron scored just after the 10-minute mark of the first period. The first 9 minutes of that period were dominated by St. Louis, and Tuukka Rask was exceptional. It wasn't just his initial puck stopping, Jim. It was his rebound control. He didn't allow second and third chance opportunities to take place because he was just so square to the shooters, and his rebound control was so darn good. And he had a lot of confidence in his team so he could take faceoffs because they were winning faceoffs, which is something they weren't able to do in Game 2. So Tuukka's been a huge part of it. I think right now if they were to take a vote on who's been the most influential player this playoff season for any team, Tuukka Rask would be the guy that would win it.
So, Pierre, go back. When you first saw him in 2006 at the World Junior Championships in Vancouver, what do you remember about seeing him back then? What stood out?
How tall and lanky he was and how athletic he was. He was goalie of the tournament for the Finns in that tournament. That was an outstanding tournament. Canada beat Russia in the final, and the Americans had a phenomenal team there that lost to Canada in the semi. But I would tell you this, is that the thing that stood out about Tuukka was just how tall and athletic and rangy he was. and his composure under fire. You're talking about 18 and 19 year old kids playing in front of, you know, 18,000 people in an unbelievably hostile environment that was Vancouver, and he handled it fantastically well.
Pierre Maguire joining us here in the jungle. So on the other end of that spectrum, when you're Jordan Binnington and you give up five goals and you get pulled, you're going to take some blame. How much of that is about what he's not doing? And then, Pierre, how much of that is about what Boston is doing to him and forcing him to move side to side?
Oh, man, I'm so happy to hear you say that, Jim. You nailed it, because what Boston has done, and it's not easy to do in the NHL, is make east-west plays. They've done it with skating, and they've done it with passing. They've moved the puck from east to west. Most teams attack linearly, so they attack straight up and down the ice. Not Boston. They're going side to side and opening him up, and if you look at the propensity for them to shoot five-hole through his legs, it's been uncanny this series how they've been able to do that. So I think it's more about what Boston's doing, not so much about what Binnington's not doing. I give a lot of credit to Boston, and Binnington's going to have to find a way to tighten himself up when he moves from side to side.
Pierre Maguire joining us. Pierre, go back to Bergeron for a minute. There have been some speculation that he was hurt. I know you spoke to him about that. What was your sense to how hurt he might be?
I thought after game two he may have been really hurt, because he was having a really difficult time winning faceoffs, Jim, and he was getting cleaned out, and that's usually one of his strengths. He and Ryan O'Reilly are two of the better faceoff guys in the league. Obviously, O'Reilly playing for St. Louis, and he dominated. O'Reilly did in game two. He won 65% of his faceoffs. Bergeron won 35%. That's major, major stuff, especially with an elite player like Patrice. But then you watch him play on Saturday night in game three, and Jim, I have to tell you, he was off the charts good. He wasn't a little bit good. He was off the charts good. And at the end of the interview that I did with him, I had to ask him, I said, are you hurt? Because it sure didn't look like it. And he says, no, I feel fine. So he played like he was fine, too. He looked fantastic.
Game four tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC, Boston at St. Louis. Hey, Pierre, you want to talk about good. How do you explain what Zdeno Chara is doing at his age at this point in his career?
Yeah. It's hard to really fathom it. The one thing I could say for any young person that wants to be a professional athlete, this is a guy that once the season is over, he takes 2 weeks off, and then he's right back at training. And he's a maniacal trainer. He's just insanely intense. So it speaks to his living habits and how hard he prepares himself for the rigors of an NHL season. You know, they've cut his ice time down significantly. He used to be playing 26, 27, 28 minutes. Now he's around 21 minutes a game. That's helped him a lot. He doesn't play on the power play. That's helped him a lot. He's an elite penalty killer. It's phenomenal to watch him play, Jim. It really is.
We're breaking it all down. Well, Pierre Maguire is breaking it all down. So, Pierre, the Blues, as we know, have been down before, both in the season and in the series. How do you think they show up tonight?
I think they show up really well. I don't think they're going to disappoint their fan base and lay an egg like they did on Saturday night. But I think the biggest thing, Jim, is they've got to find a way to dent Tuukka Rask early. If they don't, it becomes a much more difficult equation for them to figure it out. The one thing I think to look for is Craig Berube making some subtle little line adjustments. Sammy Blais, who's been playing on the top line, with Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron, I would look for him to move maybe deeper in the lineup. I'd look for maybe a Zach Sanford, who plays in game number two. I'd look for him to move up a little bit, and potentially Vince Dunn to go in on defense. So we'll see, but I do think there'll be some subtle little changes for the Blues going into game four.
You know, Pierre, before you go, this might be a little bit of inside radio or inside TV, but I mentioned you're a Sports Emmy Award winner. The crew that you have with NBC for these games is incredible, with you, Eddie, and Doc. How do you explain what makes this group so good?
We've been at it a long time. Doc and I have been together for 14 years. Doc, Eddie, and I have been together for 13 years. Everybody kind of just lays it out there. They all know their roles, and I think that's a big part of this. Sam Flood, our executive producer, when this all started, everybody had a clearly defined role, and they've chosen to accept their role. And it's just an unbelievable honor to work with Doc Emmerich every single year, Jim. I got to tell you, the man's a living legend, and he is as good or better than anybody that's ever done this. He really is.
And then, Pierre, you're a huge guy in preparation. I'm curious, how do you go about preparing between now and the puck dropping tonight? What's your process?
I'm going to head to the gym right after. Then I'm going to get right to the rink. I'll be at the rink by 2:30 this afternoon, and I've pretty much, because we had an off day yesterday, I'm pretty much prepared for what we need to do. But I'll get to the rink really early, and I'll talk to the trainers, and I'll talk to the referees, and I'll talk to the players that I see that want to talk. Most of them don't want to talk, but some of them do. And But more than anything else, I just like to get to the rink early. Jim, I'm a rink rat. That's just the way it is. I just like to get there early.
No doubt. You're definitely that. Maybe eat something green before the game?
Yeah. I'll definitely have some broccoli. You're on to me, Jim.
I like it, man. I like it. I want to be more like that. Pierre McGuire, NBC hockey analyst. And once again, you got game four, Boston at St. Louis tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Pierre, I always appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much.
Anytime, my friend. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Great job, Pierre. Well done.
Game four, everybody. Thank you.
You got it. Game four tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, NBC. Yeah, I'm guessing you did not have any other questions about that matchup. Like, Pierre covered everything.